What people searched for this year in 2018 when they searched for good. And it's just 2 minutes long, this video that I'm going to show you, and it's joyful, and it's a reminder of the juxtaposition of our struggles and our joy, which is where Parker Palmer once said, hope lives. Oops. Let's try again.
It takes a few seconds. I'll switch this one up. And I'll just say, Mum Talks. Alex. 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 Hello, you.
This is a miracle rescue. All 13 members of the soccer team are out of the cave.
He turns into a superhero, set up beating as many homeless people as possible.
This election, we've seen historic voter turnout.
Oh, if all each of has, there's nothing more empowering.
The world is filled with people doing the best they can, you know? We love our kids and over my couple of their lives and a little big dream and hope, just like anybody else.
Good things are worth searching for. And many of us this year may have felt hopeless at times, losing faith in the state of the world or in our leaders on both sides, in a structure that sets up sides, pitting us against one another. Hopelessness in the face of what seemed to be endless natural disasters, the randomness of them, the innocent victims that suffer because of them, children who are used as pawns in the face of political policy, hopelessness in the face of illness, of cancer again, and coming up against people who are angry and closed off, the man in the car who yells at you because you've driven too slow, because you simply are trying to find your way in the dark. When we are no longer hopeful, when we stop searching for good, what has happened? As Parker Palmer once wrote, when privileged people like me choose hopelessness over hope, it's not a reflection of the state of the world. It's a reflection of the state of our souls. The state of our souls is the business of the church, if the church has any business at all. It's the place we search for good within ourselves by worshiping God who created us good in his image with the ability to foster and nurture goodness in ourselves, in one another, and in the world. This is the place we do that by serving this institution with our gifts of our time and of our money and of our care and our concern through tasks. At times, tasks seemingly profound and meaningful, like feeding hungry people in need or donating toys and coats for those who are hungry and cold. And then other times, we serve sometimes seemingly trivial, like a nuisance, like gathering ushers for Christmas Eve or taking minutes during a meeting. This is the place that we come to worship God who cares for our souls, to be reminded of hope in the darkness, hope in this world, hope in humanity, and hope in its goodness. All of this lives in our ultimate hope, Jesus Christ. You have been given a place here to practice the love that you want to see out there. This is the place to practice love and practice kindness and patience and resilience and perseverance through tasks big and small, grand and tedious. If we're to care for our souls, I cannot think of a better place than the church, where our business is to hope beyond hope that we do our part in creating a world of goodness. The world searches for good. The world searches for good when the world seems to be falling apart. We search for good, and if you're coming here every week or every so often or visiting here now and again, you are affirming that search for good. That affirmation that you believe it exists and that this is the one place in your life to nurture that hope and goodness. And when we witness here in this place what we want to see out there in the world, we are creating hope for others and witnessing to others what we know to be possible. People of different political understandings, people of different backgrounds, of different color, of different genders and preference, all eating at this table, sharing in the love of a God who unites us through something bigger than ourselves. This place is what gives me hope. And I want to close Victoria Safford, who's a minister, doctorate of ministry, wrote this titled Hope. Our mission is to plant ourselves at the gates of hope, not the prudent gates of optimism, which are somewhat narrower, nor the stalwart, boring gates of common sense, nor the strident gates of self-righteousness, which creak on shrill and angry hinges, nor the cheerful, flimsy garden gate of everything's gonna be all right, but a very different, sometimes very lonely place. The place of truth-telling about your own soul, first of all, and its condition. The place of resistance and defiance. The piece of ground from which you see the world both as it is and how it could be, as it might be, as it will be. The place from which you glimpse not only struggle, but joy in the struggle, and we stand there beckoning and calling, telling people what we are seeing and asking people what they see. Amen.